there. It was actually Rabbi Levin's idea to talk about the being of Chasam Kalit, but I'm very happy to go along with that, Hashem. I want to thank Yaakov Schmuckel for this beautiful graphic thing that he did. I gave the Maor Mekaymes. Usually it's the crooked, you know, when I photostat it, am I sticky on the page and all of that. So when I see this, I'm thinking maybe I should learn how to do this. It's just to press a button, it comes out like that. It's one of the very few good things about what's going on with the technology. So the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Kalit, that's what we're going to talk about. The Lashon of the Torah, which is based upon the famous Braisa that you all know, where there's a machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as far as what do we say when we're dancing in the presence of the Kalit. So the Lashon of the Torah, look inside. The Torah says, Mitzvah Gedolah L'Sameach Chasam V'Kalit, V'Lirkod B'Faneha. It's a very big mitzvah to be mesamech the chasan and kala and to dance in front of the kala. Shiv just thinks it's bifaneha, to dance in front of the kala. V'loy meshihi noev chasuda, that reminds you of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. V'loy meshihi noev chasuda, to dance in front of the kala, to say how she's graceful and beautiful and so on. V'afila einano, that's what Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is discussing there. In the Brising Subas Tazayin Yudzayin, Va'omral Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi Shohayin Noitel Bad Shal Hadas. It's interesting. The Torah brings this Ma'aseh from the Gemara. We'll come back to why the Torah brought this Ma'aseh. That Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi at a Chasna, he would take a bad. He would take a bunch of hadasim umirakilif nehakal, and he would dance in front of the kal. If I'm a kal, no v'chasud. Kal noiv chesuda. Risa b'medrash, lomla ochla haklovim kapais shel Yezevel. Now, you know, Yezevel was a big rashanta. She was a very evil person, the queen Yezevel. And when she died, her body was, as a punishment, her body was eaten by dogs, except with the exception of kapais regla, with the exception of her feet. And the Medrash says, why not? There was one Indian that Yezevel was strong. She would dance by chasna. And because of that, she was at least spared that part of her body in the schus of the simcha of chasna kal. The Shulchan Aruch brings this din. Except he makes that slight little change. I pointed out that it says lirkod b'faneha, to dance before her, before the kala, and the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says lirkod lifnehem, that the mitzvah of to be mesamech chasna kala is not only to dance before the kala, but lirkod lifnehem. So it's mashma that the mitzvah is not only to dance before the kala, but to dance before the chasna also. And that's also what's mashma the Gemara in Brachas Da'avav and Mebeiz, which the Torah brings, kolanen misudas chasna v'enem esam chai oiver b'chamisha kailas. Which the Torah brings this right away, he says afterwards, v'kol hanen misudas chasna v'enem esam chai. So there the focus is on chasen, not on the kala, just on the chasen. So whoever enjoys the meal, who comes to the meal of the chasen, ve'enu mesamcho, and he's not mesamech the chasen, over b'chamisha kolos, kolsos and kolsimcha and so on. So it's mashma from here that the mitzvah is not only to dance in front of the kala, but the mitzvah is to dance in front of the chasen. What's interesting is that Rabbi Chanan Vasim in his Kervit Shirim on Ksubis, so he says a chiddush that the truth is that the ikkah is to be misamech the chasen. That's the ikkah, is to be misamech the chasen, because as you know, the chasen is mitzuvah on the mitzvah of puravu. The kala is not. The woman is not mitzuvah on the mitzvah of puravu. We're not going to why not. The mitzvah, famous Meshach Chacham we spoke about years ago. It's not important for now. The mitzvah of puravu is the chasen's mitzvah. So the Chana wants to say a chiddush. So The truth is that the ikas simcha is the simcha of the chasen, because the mitzvah of puravu, to bring down the neshamas as a result of the marriage, that's the simcha of the chasen. So the joy that we bring to the chasen is by being mishaber the kala, that she's a kala norva chasuda, kedei lechavava be'enav, to make the chasen happy, like Chazal say over there, lishaber es mekcho, that there's a mekach, look, you have a beautiful kala. But the ikas simcha is to be samech the chasen, is to be samech the chasen. The problem that we have with that pshat of Rabbi Chanan, the ikas simcha is the simcha to be samech the chasen, is that let's say you have a chasen and kala that are ainu ru'uyim lahoilid, where there's no inyan of puravu, can't be. For whatever reason, there are problems that there can't be puravu in this situation, or they're older. You have an older chasen and kala that passed the time of childbearing, so the... It's pashtus in the poskim, is there's a mitzvah to misamech chasen and kala regardless of that. Or it could be a situation where what if you have a chasen and kala where it's a second marriage or whatever, and they were already mekayim the mitzvah puravu. The man was already mekayim the mitzvah puravu in the first marriage, so that was a second marriage. Where again, according to the poskim, it's the same mitzvah to misamech chasen and kala, even though there's no mitzvah of a puravu. And the pashtus and the brach that we make is with samech chasen vekal, misamech chasen vekal. So that's aleph. That it seems that the mitzvah is not only to be misamech the chasen and not only to be misamech the chasen and the kal or the kala, but as a kadosh baruch hu does, it is misamech chasen vekal, misamech chasen imakal. That's aleph. Now there's a chakira that I was thinking about that I wanted to run by you, and this is the question. And I think this helps to answer a lot of the questions regarding the whole subject of Simchas Chasen Kala. The Chakir is as follows. What is the yisod of this mitzvah to be Mesamech Chasen Kala? Baruch Hashem, was zochet to do this now so many times, all of the time. When I was younger, I remember that if my parents had two chasnas a year, my sister and I were complaining that we had to sit with we had this babysitter, Mrs. Schlissel. She didn't speak a word of English and she had horrible breath. and this Yiddish lady, I don't know, she was our babysitter. Twice a year, maybe my parents went to a chasna. So now, Baruch Hashem, to a lot of chasnas. So this is something that we have an opportunity to become a mitzvah, keseder. What's the yisod of the mitzvah? What is the yisod of this mitzvah? Is the yisod of the mitzvah, is the chalois of the mitzvah really on the orchem, on other people, on the guests, who are chayiv to make a hishtadlus? We'll talk about how. Who are chayiv to make a hishtadlus to be samech chasen and kala? And we would say it just like you have a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim, which we'll see in a minute in the Rambam. There's a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim to be kind and to be misamech the chasen and kala. There are other mitzvahs of gemilas chasadim. This is an example of one, and that the guests who come to the chasen have a responsibility to try to generate simcha, to try to perform this act of kindness to the chasen and kala. That's one possibility, that's the yisod of the mitzvah. The other possibility is, no, the ikar mitzvah of being mesamech chasen and kala, of simchas chasen and kala, is the chasen and kala themselves. It's not that the mitzvah is incumbent upon others. The ikar mitzvah is the chasen and kala, the mitzvah of simcha is their mitzvah. But rather, those who come, the orchim, who are invited, who come to the simcha, they help the chasen and kala to achieve this mitzvah that is incumbent upon them to rejoice on the day of the chasen. So I think this is the question of what is the mitzvah of simchas chasen and kala. So I found, you don't have this on the page, we'll get to the Rambam in a second, I found in Gilyoni HaShas from Rabbi Yosef Engel, Ksubas and Daf Chesom with base in Ksubas, Rabbi Yosef Engler writes that the 7 days of the Mishteh, the 7 days of Chasne and Shevar Brachas, is compared in different places in Chazal to the 7 days of Yontif, to the 7 days of Sukkot and Pesach. And we know that, for instance, there's an Issa Malacha, the Chasne Kal, not supposed to go to work, there's an Issa Malacha. We're not going to go into what the nature of that Issa is, but there's an Issa Malacha for Chasne Kal during the entire week of Shevar Brachas. So what Rabbi Yosef Engler is saying is that the pashtus is that the chasna in the 7 days of Shevar Brachas is a yontiv for chasna kala. It's a yontiv for chasna kala. And Mela, according to that view, we would say that the same way that when it comes to a yontiv, the din of simcha is an obligation upon the bali simcha, on those who are celebrating the yontiv, so too, the yontiv of the chasna and the yontiv of the Shevar Brachas is the chasna kala's yontiv. It's not the yontiv of the oilam, it's the yontiv of the chasen and kala. So according to this Rabbi Yosef Engel, the ikke mitzvah of simchas chasen and kala is upon the chasen and kala themselves, and the others are helping. But the mitzvah is the mitzvah and chasen and kala. Similarly, the Rosh in the first parak of Ksubis, Simon Hay, brings in the name of the Ramah, not the Ramah, but Rabbi Meir Halevi Abulafia, one of the Rishonim, that says an astonishing thing. The Ramah that the Rosh brings says that the first day of Simchas Chasna Kala, the first day of Simchas Chasna Kala, he holds as a deraisa. It's a simcha that is a din deraisa. Where does that come from? So he brings the pasuk from Shir Hashirim, B'yom Chasunoso uv'yom Simchas Libo. B'yom Chasunoso, on the day of his wedding, the day of the wedding is B'yom Simchas Libo, it's the day of the rejoicing of the chasen and kala of their heart. So this view of the Rosh in the name of the Ramah clearly holds that the simcha of chasen and kala has a makar in Tanakh, and it seems that the ikur of this would be that the din of simcha chasen and kala is a halach in the chasen and kala themselves, like any yontiv, and everybody else is helping, but the mitzvah is the chasen and kala. But now let's look at the Rambam. What does the Rambam say about this? And then we'll see some nafkuminis. What does the Rambam say about this? The Rambam in Hilchas Ishes, here the Rambam is Isaac and all the halachas of chasna and the preparations for the chasna. So the Rambam writes, look on the page number 2. The Rambam Ishes per Gidoloch Yudbeis, v'chein tiknu chachamim, the chachamim umesake, Shakola noisei besula yesameach imah shivas yamim. Whoever marries a besula, there's a din of simcha for 7 days. Eino oseik b'malachto, he doesn't work. Lo noisei v'noisen b'shuk, to do any business in the market. Ela oichel v'shoyes v'sameach, they eat, they have sudas, and they rejoice. Ben shahir bocher, ben shahir almain. Whether it's a boch that was never married, or somebody that's an alman who was married, v'mahaisa beula ain't pochas mishloish yomim. I'm not going to go into these halachas right now. Shetakonis chacham he lived nice Israel. She yasameach imabula shloish yomim ben bocher ben alman. Now what comes out from the Rambam is as follows: the Rambam here is bringing all the halachas of going under the chuppah. He does not mention that there's any mitzvah on those who are attending this parak or here. He doesn't mention any mitzvah incumbent upon those who are attending to be misameach chasen and kala. So the pashtus is all the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Ishes is the responsibility of the chasen and kala to be happy with each other. It's their mitzvah to be besimcha by their chasen and by shever brachas. But then look at number 3. But then when you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ovel and the halachas of Avelis, so there the Rambam writes, Mitzvahs asay shel divrayim. Here the Rambam talks in Hilchos Avelis about mitzvahs drabonin that are all under the category or contained within the general mitzvah of yahaf l'racha kamaycha, of loving another Jew. The mitzvahs of gemilus chasadim, of being kind to each other. So here the Rambam writes, mitzvahs asay shel divrayim, levaka choylem. So there's a mitzvah asay mi drabonin, to visit those who are sick, ulanachem avelim, and to be menachem avol, ulahoytzi hameis, and to take care of the levaya, ulahachnis hakala, and to bring the kala under the chuppah, to take care of achnasas kala, ulalaveis haorchim, ulasasik b'chol tzorche hakvur, ulasis alakosif, and so on, to all the needs that are required as part of the levaya, v'lispoid, v'lachbar, v'likbar, to say a hesped, and to bury the person, v'chein, now here's the key, l'sameach, Hakala v'achasen. The Rambam was very modern. He put the kala before the chasen. Like, you know, sometimes they do that. You have to be careful with these things. So, v'chein l'sameach hakala v'achasen. The truth is that's very meduic in the Rambam. We're not going to have time to go into that. That's mamish. You can say a few hours why the Rambam is just puts over here kala before the chasen. Chasanim should all remember that, though. V'chein l'sameach hakala v'achasen. U'l'sadim b'chol tzarcheyam. To misameach chasen and kala, and to lasadam, to help them, to support them in all of their needs, in order to be able to get their lives started. Ve'elu hein gemilas chasodim shebegufo. All of these listed above, la'aleinu levaya, B'kecholim lo'aleinu, or the mitzvah of Simchas Chasna Kala, all of these are part of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo, that we are physically commanded to engage in mitzvahs to help other people. She'en lehem shir, afa pisha kol mitzvah se'en lehem, even though these particular mitzvahs are midirabanan. In other words, how do we show kindness to other Jews? Those are midirabanan. But harehem bechlal, but they're bechlal, the mitzvah deraisa of v'yahavt l'racha kamaycha, kol ha'dvarim shat deraisa she'yasu oisan l'cha, she'yasu l'cha acherim, asei ato oisan l'achicha, b'tar b'mitzvahs. So here, in Hilchas Ovel, the Rambam is telling us, b'feirish, that there's a mitzvah on others to be mesameach chasna kala, to be mesameach chasna kala. Whereas in Hilchas Ishus, he does not mention a word of that. In Hilchas Ishus, he only speaks about the mitzvah of Simchas Chasna Kala themselves, as per the Rush and others, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, that it's their yontiv. So there's a mitzvah of Simchas Chasna Kala. But here in Hilchas Ovel, the Rambam talks about, tells us the din, there's a mitzvah, a Seimid Rabbanon, a mitzvah Shebegufo, that it's a halacha in Gemilas Chasadim. So here the Pashas and the Rambam is not like we learned before in Hilchas Ishus, but rather the din is on the guests. It's a halacha on the company, on the guests, that they have a mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim to be Mesameach Chasna Kala. So what is it? Is the mitzvah Simchas Chasna Kala, or is the mitzvah on the chevra that comes to be Mesameach Chasna Kala? So I think that it's obvious, like we often learn in the Rambam, that there are two dinim, right? That there are two halachas, there are two dinim. On the one hand, there's a takana that the chasna and the shever brachas is their yontiv, and mimela, there's a halacha that's incumbent upon the chasna kal, like any yontiv, to be besimcha by the chasna and by shever brachas, as the Rambam writes in Hilchas Ishus. That's one din in Hilchas Simchas Chasna Kal. There's another din, mitzad the mitzvah of rehaft l'reha kamaycha, to be Goymel Chesed, that's a din upon the guests at the Chasna and Shever Brachas. And the Rambam does not mention, since the Rambam does not mention Hilchas Ishus, any mitzvah l'samcham, it's mashma that there is no special, unusual, new halacha of the company to be mesameach, the guests to be mesameach Chasna Kala. In other words, it's not unique to a Chasna. It's one of the mitzvahs that's included in V'haft L'Recha Kamaycha. Just like there's a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, there's a mitzvah of Havayas Ameis, and many other mitzvahs of Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufo, so too there's a mitzvah that when you come to Chasna, that you're Mesameach Chasna Kala. It's not a special din davke as a Chasna. There's a general mitzvah of V'haft L'Recha Kamaycha. Here we apply V'haft L'Recha Kamaycha to the present situation that we're in. And you would say that if there's somebody dropped something and you're helping the person that can't do it, and you pick up and you help the person, so that's how you mekayem the mitzvah of V'haft L'Recha Kamaycha at that moment. So when the guests are at the chasna, the way that they're mekayem the mitzvah of V'haft L'Recha Kamaycha is by being mesamech them, by praising them and dancing and so on. However, going back to the Torah says mitzvah gedola samech chasna v'kal, that's the first thing that we learn. The parsha is that it's not just a regular mitzvah that's part of the general din of v'haft l'recha kamaycha, but rather there's a mitzvah miyuchedes. There's a particularly unique mitzvah when it comes to a chasna. The fact that the Torah chose to bring the ma'aseh with Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, that even though Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi was one migdolei hatanoim shebedoro, and it certainly was ein lefi chvodo, and there are even wilder things that the Chachamim did by chasnas. That was one of the more tame things. I'm not going into some other things that happened. But that the Torah brings mitzvah gedola. Now, the reason he might be bringing the words, the reason he might say mitzvah gedola, that's a code word for puravu. Because everywhere in Chazal, when they speak about the mitzvah of bringing children into the world, it's called mitzvah rabba and mitzvah gedola. So it could be that the Torah is telling us that this is not just a regular halacha of v'haft l'recha kamaycha. In a chinami, it's in the category of v'haft l'recha kamaycha, whereas by the Rambam, it's just another way of being kind. You're Mesameach Chasna Kala. But from the Torah, and the fact that the Torah brings goes out of his way to bring this ma'isa that the Gedolei HaTanoim, that they were dancing in front of the Chasan Kala, in front of the Kala, they were doing such a thing. And the whole ma'isa that Izebel was, that her feet were spared the punishment because she would dance in front of Chasan Kala. It's mashma that from the tour, and this is also, it's mashma from the Ramah, that it's not just a regular halacha of Gemilas Chasadim of being nice, or of being good. But there's a unique mitzvah of being mesamech chas nakal is a chiddush. It's a mitzvah gedol to be mesamech chas nakal. And in fact, when you look in the Bach over there on the tour in Samachai, from the Bach it's clear that it's not just an ordinary mitzvah to be mesamech another Jew, to do an act of kindness, but there's something different, there's something unique to be mesamech, chas nakal. The Shach makes this connection between the Lashon of the tour, the Shulchan Aruch also, Mitzvah Rabba, Mitzvah Gedola. It's not just a regular chesed. Every chesed is gewaldig. But when it comes to Simchas Chas Nakala, which is Kesamecha Yitzhecha began Eden Mikedem, and the whole Bria begins with this Nakuda of Chas Nakala and bringing other children into the world. So it sounds like the Bach learns that it sounds like from the Torah that it's not just a regular Gemilas Chesed, but there's something different, there's something unique about this mitzvah of being Mesamech Chas Nakala. Now, we need to understand, now just a couple of pratim to understand this mitzvah, lefi minhagenu, that our minhag is that we danced, the dancing takes place really after the chuppah. The dancing, only recently you find that they started to dance by on the way back from bedekening and so on, that was never the tradition. The tradition was to bring the chasen to the kala, and then the chasen leaves, and then when it comes after the chuppah, then would be all of the dancing. Certainly not to carry the chasen on the shoulders, which many poskim say is absolutely osal pi halacha to carry the chasen like that on the shoulders. Mamash, the osal pi halacha
before,
even afterwards to start carrying on the shoulders. So we're not going to go into that right now, but Shevet Alevi and Mechassiyas, many poskim say that they never saw such a thing. It's also be din to do such a thing.
What about putting him on a chair?
A chair is fine, just don't drop him. But but a chair is okay, but not to carry on the shoulders.
Sure.
So we'll talk about it has to do with the Indian of arayis and sneers and so on. But anyway, that's a separate issue. The question here is, according to our minig, where the dancing is after the chuppah. When you look in the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara there says in Daf Chav Tes, "Mevatlan Talmud Torah Hatzoras Hameis Hulachnasas Kala," that the boys take off from Yeshiva, they leave the Beis Hamedrash to go for Hachnasas Kala. They go to a Chasna to take off from Yeshiva to go to a Chasna. Rashi says, "Lilvoisa Lilvoisa Mi Beis Avia LeBeis Chupasa." So Rashi says that the dancing, the pashtus is that the mitzvah of Achnosis Kala is to take the Kala to the Chuppah, to take the Kala to the Chuppah. So it's mashma that the boys are not allowed to be mevatel Torah, they're not allowed to take off from Yeshiva after the Chuppah, even though we're still involved in Simchas Chasna Kala, the only time is until the Chuppah. When you look in the Ramah, in Simen Samachai, the Ramah says, Mevatlan Talmud Torah lachnosas kala lechupa. You mevatel Talmud Torah lachnosas kala lechupa. That they take off only to bring the kala to the chupa. It's mashma that after the chupa is finished, the guys go back to learn. Everybody goes back. That would kill the caterers. That's like the end of it. That would mamish kill the caterers. It's mashma from Rashi, from the Gemara there, of mevatel Talmud Torah lachnosas kala. L'chuppa means hachnosas kala l'chuppa. That the simcha is to be mesamech and to rejoice and maybe and to dance on the way to the chuppa. On the way to the chuppa. This would support maybe this custom to dance before. But it's all talking about on the way to the chuppa. And what about the dancing of the tanoim? So the Rav writes in Shulchan Aruch, l'hachnis hakala l'chuppa. And he speaks about this dance of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, the other Tanoim. It's l'hachnis hakala l'chuppa. So how do we understand our minig nowadays, where the dancing is not before, the dancing is after the chuppa, the dancing is during the chasna. How do we understand that? So what the poskim explain is This term, hachnosas kala l'chupa, hachnosas kala l'chupa, the poskim say that bizmanenu, the entire chasna has a din of base chupasa. We don't have any more this minig of going of beginning from the parents' house, because of the nature of the change in demographics and how the chasnas had to be moved to more public places and so on. Although in the old days, and I'm not talking about in the time of the Gemara, my father's Al Gazon Zayin has told me that the way that it worked in Europe, where he came from, is that they would begin from the home and they would walk through town, and as they were going, people would go out of their stores and would come down from their homes, and they would go together with the wedding, with the chasna kala. They would walk down. They usually had the chasna they would make by the river. That was a minute to make it in a mazdikah place. When I asked my father, because there's always this discussion, do you stand up for the chasna kala or you don't stand up for the chasna kala, right? So a lot of people that they have to protest, and they make a point that we don't do this. We're sitting for the chasna kala. From Aruch HaShulchan, it's mashma to stand up for any mekaymitz, for the Habai Bikurim, the Mishnah Bikurim, that they would stand up when the people came by for the Bikurim, that when people become a mitzvah, you stand up. So I asked my father, in Europe, did they stand up for chasna kala? My father said, they always stood up for chasna kala. Always. So I said, they did? My father said, yeah, no, there were no chairs. chairs. We always stand for chasna kala. We used to walk with them, walk to the water, and they would stand. They made a chuppah. My father said, even when it was in the winter, they would make chasna. They made the chasna, the chuppah would be outside.
And that's what they would say afterwards, or they would just
their family would have a smaller suda, not like they have nowadays. Would make a smaller suda, and the other people would make a l'chaim or something, would go. So I'm sorry.
They would make the other weddings Friday night.
Yeah, that had to stop because it was a problem of the music and so on. Chil Shabbos, but that was how the chasna would take place on Friday. Why? Why would the chasna have Shabbos? Because of the suda, because people couldn't afford to have a separate sudas. They would already use the suda Shabbos. Can you imagine? When I'm asking, people couldn't afford to make another suda. So the poskim say that nowadays the entire chasna has a din of beis chupasa. So hachnasas kala l'chupasa doesn't only mean on the way to the chupa, but it's the entire thing is called beis chupasa. Now let's talk about this thing about bittul Torah. This also has changed a lot. The chachmei dorenu, Rabbi Avad Yosef, zechon levracha, the Shev Dai Levi, zechon levracha, and Chassid Yitzchak Vamaish, all the poskim talk about this problem, which is a nice problem. It's a problem of bittul Torah when it comes to the chasnas, because Baruch Hashem, nisrabu simchas b'Yisrael, that there, there are many, many more simchas, and many more people are invited to simchas than in the past. So the chachamim of our generation were asked that because of this, there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of bittul Torah. There's a tremendous amount of bittul Torah. The yeshivas, like the, you know, certain times of the year, like this time, and then maybe later on after Shavuos, there are times of the year where every night you have yeshiva like YU or like Lakewood or in Satmar. You have thousands of guys in these places, and the Baruch Hashem, they're chasnas, and they're chasnas all the time. And the chevre wants to go to Bim Samech chasna kala. So the poske derenu discussed this. Rav Ozner and Shevet Alevi, Chelek Zayin, Simon Reish Gimel, he supports that the takana that was made by the Rosh Yeshiva and Panevish, that in Bnei Brak, that the takana was made, that only the closest chaveim are allowed to go to the chasna. Only the closest chaveim, now there's a person that you once said a good Shabbos, it's already. So what does that mean, the closest chaveim? And the takana was not more than a minyan. That there shouldn't be more than 10 chaveirim. Now, how they worked it out, I don't know, but not more than 10 chaveirim from the yeshiva. As far as everybody else, they don't think, they're talking about in the yeshiva that takana was made. I don't know if that's being kept nowadays, I have no idea. But Rav Ozner supports that very much. Rav Ozner, of course, was a chassidish apostle, and when he said this, he was saying to the chassidish yeshivas that this is a good idea, and that not more than 10 of the bachrim, not more than 10 of the bachrim. And remember, in Eretz Yisrael, most of the chasnas traditionally were 2 or 3 blocks away. Now it's getting a little bit further. But when it was in Bnei Brak, it's all in Rechov Shlomo HaMelech. The chasnas are taking place pretty much a couple of blocks away from the yeshiva. So it wasn't a 3, 4, 5 hour expedition. It was mamish a couple of minutes to go over. Nevertheless, these were takanas that were made. Now, besides this inyan that all we spoke about and what's most prominent in Shas is to be misameh chasna kala with dancing. That's what we say, ketzad miraklif ne'a kala. Are there other ways to be misameh chasna kala? In Shas, the Pashtus is ketzad miraklif ne'a kala, which is it's a mitzvah of gemilas chesed beguf, to dance. Well, what about a person who is unable to dance, is not well or older and can't dance? So is the mitzvah davke ketzad miraklif ne'a kala? So the Gemara says in Brachos Vavu Mebeis, Omer of Ashi Igwe de Behilula Mili, that the joy or the reward for being with Semer Chasna Kala is through Mili. Mili means words. What's that? Rashi says over there, it's Brachos Vavu Mebeis, L'Semer Chasna Chasna Bidvarim. L'Semer Chasna Chasna Bidvarim. Most Rishonim learn L'Semer Chasna Chasna Bidvarim means to say to the Chasna, you mekada mitzvah of being misameh chasna kala by saying to the chasna, a kala, ooh, what you have a kala, she's beautiful, she's a nov chsuda, she's good, she's kind, she's from. So to be misameh the chasna by saying beautiful things about the kala to the chasna, and then you go to the kala and you say a chasna, a tzaddik, a yosha, a talmud chacham. So when it says in the Gemara, b'mili, it means that you could mekayim this mitzvah d'rabbanan. Or perhaps even a deraisa, you could mekayim this mitzvah, and even if it's a drabbanan, it's a chelik of the deraisa of what? Of v'ahach l'racha kamaycha, bidvarim, by saying good things to the chosn. By saying things to the chosn about what a wonderful kala he has, and to the kala about what a wonderful chosn she has. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Minchas Alazar, when they learned pshat, mili, to say words, to be misameth chosn with words, that you could say divrei Torah to the chosn. By saying divrei Torah to the chasen, to be misameh to chasen with the divrei Torah, obviously that's all according to the level of the chasen. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim misamchei lev. Torah brings tremendous simcha, but if you have to be a bal seichel and not to pull the chasen aside in the middle of his chasen and start telling him your whole pshatel, your whole pilpul that you prepared for him or something. Which you might as well save that torture for Shever Brachos. But at the Chasna, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Minchas Eloza say, b'mili means to say a avart. To say a avart, to say something over to the Chasna. I suppose it would mean to say, they didn't mention it because that wasn't the usual thing, but suppose it would be the same thing to say over a nice vart to the Kala, that would be a keem in the mitzvah of Simchas Chasna Kala. This perhaps could have contributed to the Minig Yisrael to have Bat Chonis by the Chasna, to have a badchan, how you say badchan, you know? Yeah, to have something. Now, the badchanim traditionally were exceptionally talented people who were tremendous talmid chacham. The Naftali Rapshitz was one of the most famous badchanim in the world. The Naftali Rapshitz was a badchan. And there are even some famous badchanim, there are some badchanim now. The badchanis is mixed with jokes and funny things, together with divrei Torah. So it could be that this inyan that Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Michas Laws are talking about, the Yomekayim, the mitzvah of being misameh chasna kala, of course the kala is not there, but by the mitzvah tans, there would also be badchanas, there would also be somebody that would speak by the mitzvah tans. So it could be that that's rooted in this mitzvah to be misameh chasna kala through some badchanas that's mixed together with divrei Torah, that has in it also divrei Torah. So that's another hechad timtza to be misameh the mitzvah of chasna kala.
Is that before the
chasna?
I mean, can you do it like by the tish to the
chasna?
As we after the marriage?
No, so the pasuk says even by the Kabbalah's panim, that's all considered hachnosas kala, on the way to the chuppah. On the way to the chuppah, to say divrei Torah, to be misameach the chasna by the tish also. In the Sefer Ezem HaKudosh, which is a very important sefer on these halachas, he brings down an interesting thing. He says that an Odom Choshuv is Mekai the mitzvah of Simchas Chasna Kala just by the very fact that he comes to the Chasna.
Yeah.
Just by him being at the Chasna. A lot of older people can't engage in the dancing and so on. Again, what is called an Odom Choshuv, whatever is Choshuv to the Chasna Kala, but certainly a relative, a grandparent, older relatives, whatever it might be, Talmid Chachamim, that he says the Ezem HaKudosh, that that it says in the Pasuk, Yalzu Chasidim Bechavad. Yalzu Chasidim Bechavad means that righteous people, Yalzu Chasidim Bechavad, that it's a covet that these chashuvim are coming to the chasna. And by their being there, yalzu chasidim, it brings joy to the chasidim. It brings joy to the chasna kal, that the chashuvim, that this rav, this rebbe comes to the chasna, even if he comes in for a minute. It's a gewaldige simcha for the chasna kal and for the family that this talmid chacham or this older person came to the chasna. It's a gewaldige simcha. So that's also a key in the mitzvah of Simchas Chasna Kal. B'nai Sosa says one that you're going to like. The B'nai Sosa says, or it's brought down, that the B'nai Sosa was very medakdek, he was very careful to be mechabed the chasna with the revius of good wine. He would bring to the chasna himself, the tzaddik would bring to the chasna, of course not, that's not by the tish, that's afterwards, he'd bring to the, you know, not before the chuppah, but to bring a drink to the chasna. The tzaddik from Kuzmir, the Rebbe from Rabbi Chaskel of Kuzmir, he says something that I think saves a lot of people, meaning it gives them the opportunity to know that they've been kind the simcha, the mitzvah simchas chasna kala. He says that even the people who are standing around and watching, they're standing around, even let's say you're a dancer, but you're tired, you take a break, you're not dancing that time. Certainly the older people or people, God forbid, are not able to. Rav Chaskel of Kuzma said that the fact that there are Jews that are standing around and clapping and smiling, that generates a certain energy, that brings to a certain joy. So Rav Chaskel of Kuzma said that even the ones who are standing around and are not participating in the actual rikud, that they're involved in the mitzvah to be mesameh chasna kala by creating more of a cheshek for the dancing. But it's clear that all of this is beautiful. Aliba de Hilchas Pashis and the Gemara is that there are two main ways to be mikan this mitzvah. The first is Ketz and Rachlof Ne'akala. That's the Pashis, Aliba de Hilchas, to try to actually do something, to dance, to be part of that, to be part of the Rikudim. That's the reason it seems why the Mechab and the Ramah, the Tur and the Ramah saw fit to add how even the greatest Tanoim would dance themselves. Otherwise, why couldn't Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, he could have been Samech on what? The fact that the Gadol HaDor shows up at the Chasna. If we learned according to the Ezem HaKudosh, that when a Choshev comes to the Chasna, by his very presence, it's a key in the midst of Simchas Chasna and Kala, right? Just by being there. So then, why did the Tur and the Ramah go out of the way to say that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai would take Hadassim and he would start jumping up and dancing in front of the Kala? The passage is that Aliba de Hilchas of the Ikid Din is that even by the Choshev, if he's able to dance, by the Rosh Hashiva, or by the Rebbe, or the Adam Gadol, that the Ikid Din of Simchas Chasna Kal is Ketzim Achlam Ne'akal. That's the Pashas in the Gemara. It's a chiddush to say that by showing up, there's a mitzvah. But the Ikid Mitzvah Simchas Chasna Kal is Ketzim Achlam Ne'akal. That's the first thing. And the second thing is what the Rambam writes, Beferish, that is Lasada Mechal Tzar Chayim. Every person who gives a gift to the Chasna Kal. Every gift, whatever that gift is, by giving a gift to the Chasna Kala, which is helping them with their future and to get started in their lives, l'sadom b'chol tzarcheyim, that by helping the Chasna Kala, there's a key in the mitzvah that's a chiddush, that even though you write that out, maybe before, you send it before, you give it later, whatever it might be, but it's all part of the mitzvah, Simchas Chasna Kala is l'sadom b'chol tzarcheyim. Now to go into the pnimius, you remember we learned a few minutes ago, I'm not going to go into the pnimius, just to mention something. But a few minutes ago, I said how from the Rambam, it's the Pashas from the Rambam and Hilchas Ovel, is that just like Bikur Cholim and Halvayas and Meis, Hachnasas Kala, and Simchas Chasna Kala is another halacha, just it's a key in the mitzvah of Hadlach Gamal. There's nothing unique or special about it. If there's anything unique or special about Simchas Chasna Kala, that goes back to Hilchas Ishes, that's a din in the Chasna Kala themselves. Because the Chasna Kala, it's their yontif, as we learned from the Rosh and Rav Yosef Engel, it's a din in the Chasna Kala. But as far as everybody who's present at the Chasna, according to the Rambam, it's a regular din of a Haftalach HaKamocha, like doing any favor for a Jew. There's nothing unique or special. But according to the Tur, it's a mitzvah gedolah. And when you go beyond the Tur and you head back into the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai zone and into the world of the Arizal and the Gra and the Ramchal and all the Mekubalim and all the Tzaddikim, everybody here knows, and I don't think that there's any reason to go into that right now, is that there is no mitzvah rabbah, there's no greater mitzvah on earth than Simchas Chasnakala, because Simchas Chasnakala is Yichu Kuchabuchu Shchinte Mamish. It's Yichu Kuchabuchu Shchinte. It's Kilo Boyne Churva Achas, Mechurvas Yushalayim. When you, the Gemara says that when you're Mesamea Chasnakala, you're building Yushalayim. Because the whole Bria is this, is the site of Chasnakala, is Yisayda Malchus, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. Boy, b'sholem ateres bale, every Lel Shabbos, every Friday night, is me'ein, that yichu kutshubichu shchintai, and therefore all the shyness of Shabbos, is Shabbos Kala and Malkasa, and the Melech, and the Malka, eshes chal miyimse, it's all the chasni yichu kutshubichu shchintai. So it's, v'sogel ha'akora, ha'akora, the Shechina is barren, Am Yisrael is empty, the world is empty and desolate, because Kutshubichu and Shechinte, every time there's a Chasna Kala, it's Me'ein, that Yichud. Me'ein, the Yichud of Chasna Kala. Rev Kluger has a whole Sefer, not the whole Sefer, but 60-70% of the Sefer is just on this Nakuda of Yichud Chasna Kala, Yichud Kutshubichu and Shechinte. Every Chasna Kala, when they walk to the chuppah, by doing that, it's a merkava of the yichud. They're carrying upon themselves that yichud of the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. All the rikudim that you and I do by the chasnas, all of our dancing is l'ukma shchinta ma'afara mamish. The inyan of the dancing is to stamp on the floor and to lift up, to get some of the dust to come up from the floor and from the carpet. In the Svarma Kedoshim, it's l'ukma shchinta ma'afara. Hisnari. Look, that the dust that comes up when we're dancing by the chasna is look, the Shechina is in the offer. The Shechina. Am Yisrael is degraded. Am Yisrael is in the dirt. Yushalayim is degraded. The Rishoyim on the Harabayas. Every dance of Chasna Kala is building a churva. Mechuvas Yushalayim is look, to lift up the Shechina mamish, to come closer to that time where the mask will be finished and there will be mamish. It will be Yosis Alayach Elokayach. Kimsayis Chasna Kala. Yosis Alayach Elokayach. Kimsayis Chasna Kala. Tal Simcha is Kimsois Chosn is Yosef Alayach Elokayach. The dugma, the closest we can get in this world to that simcha that's going to be between Kutshubichu and Knesset Yisrael, when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, is Chosn Kala. And when you look in the Svarma Kedoshim, it's clear that all of the Mishpacha and all of those who are Mishtatev, who come to be Mishamet Chosn Kala, any way that they can be Mishamet Chosn Kala, are engaging in the greatest, most powerful, most remarkable yichud of Kutshubichu and Shchintei. Every single clap of the hands, every single waving of the arms, every single motion that we make with our feet, every single niggun that's on our lips is liyache Kutshubichu Shchintei luk meshchintei ma'afara, to bring us close to that time when Yerushalayim will be built. And Ad Yishomei be'arei Yehuda of Chusis Yerushalayim, kol sosnu kol simcha, Kalchasnu and Kalkal, we should be zeichet to hear it, but maybe I may not mean it.
Amen.
Any difference between dancing with them or in front of them? You know, when they entertain, is it more of an Indian to entertain than to dance with?
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
Yeah, 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12 12